Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
Patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. You get two bonus episodes a week.
Yep.
tpublic.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. We do a Twitch on... Aaron does one on Tuesdays. We do one on Thursday nights.
All together.
If you want to get prepped for the topic, tune in on Thursdays. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I try to find videos that fit the topic, and then we do a little bit of research together, and then it devolves into, you know.
Just fighting.
Just fighting. just like a lot of fighting.
Hey, go find Real Life Sci-Fi wherever you listen to podcasts, and stick around after our show. There's a new found crap tonight.
Oh, yeah, new found crap.
Yeah, so you better keep watching. Because we'll just end anytime we want.
Yeah.
And it'll just start right then. So
yeah, you'll never know when it actually starts. Anyway.
Get ready. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF our good friend Nick Hurley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, when you were a kid, did you only wear Hurley brand clothing?
Not only, but I did wear it a lot. I'm not going to lie, we were really into that.
Did you write your name on it? You should have written Nick on top of it, right?
Maybe. No.
Is that weird?
I did run for student body president sixth grade, and Hurley was a really big part of my campaign. So,
in what way?
I just used the Hurley sign for all my posters. I wore Hurley on my speech, and then I won. I finally won, and I'm pretty sure it just had to do with Hurley International.
I mean, it's a good campaign.
Yeah.
Great campaign.
But the weird part is they must have assumed that that was your family.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I also promised a lot of shit that I was not going to deliver, which I also found out is the key to getting elected.
Okay, okay. Pizza, free pizza on Fridays.
Yeah, no I said like hall. Kings players are coming. We're going to get new balls for everyone. Everything. I just promised the moon.
New balls.
Yeah, that's
new
what kids
balls.
Want.
It's a great lesson for a young kid to learn, right?
Yeah.
LA Kings or Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
I know I'm wearing a Sonics. It's kind of blasphemous for Kings fans, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. They don't
They'll
exist
forgive
anymore.
You.
Yeah.
They'll forgive you.
It's fine.
It's camp.
I don't care.
You've been on a show a couple times.
Yeah,
this is my third time.
And did you know that Nick and I used to be on a podcast? We used to host a podcast, too?
That's right. The Channel 101 podcast.
Yeah. Which turned into the Channel 101 Patreon podcast.
Well, first it turned into the Frequency, and then it turned into the Patreon.
Yeah, that's true.
So it kind of was like
a many-branched bush.
Yeah.
Bush.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you into conspiracy theories at all?
A little bit, you know, I dabble. I definitely love, I always like learning about them, regardless whether I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
I always am super into them as a thing. So.
What about history?
Yeah, I love history. Every year. Every year in the past is fucking awesome, dude. Yeah.
I don't know, you just put into my head what a waste of time. This all is.
Oh, no.
Like, we could be learning about history. Instead, we're talking about portals.
Well, the dollop already does that. We need something else.
The dollop?
Yeah, the dollop. Yeah.
Portals
the dollop.
Is a part of history, actually.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A part of human history. Not just, you know, a place. It's many places.
Well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale. It is a... It's a 5-question quiz, and at the end, I will judge you on
Very
a score
tight.
From 0 to 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're in the middle, you're kind of an Aaron.
All right. There we go.
Are you ready to get Wade on the Wow Scale?
I cannot wait.
First question, 3-parter. Do you remember doing this?
I do, yeah.
Do you remember what you were?
I was, on the first one, I believe I was a Wade... Or a very more so Wade. And then the second one, I moved a little bit towards Willie, but still closer to Wade, I believe.
All right. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'm going to say I believe in aliens. I'm going to say they have visited Earth. And then in the last how many years?
300.
Yeah, let's go for it. I think that's a new one, but yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Did you guys see the lights, San Diego?
They had
mysterious lights the other day.
Nice. No, I'll look it up.
And the lifeguards.
Thanks to our Discord, you didn't alert us.
Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead.
And the lifeguards told the cops it was military flares, and then they went and asked all the military people, and they're like, we don't know. So.
We don't know either.
Damning evidence. Damning.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in the possibility of like residual energy. Is that considered ghosts?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You're religious, aren't you?
No. I used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to be very religious.
Catholic?
Evangelical? Protestant?
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah. All right. Presbyterian. I mean, I guess it was a Presbyterian church, but it was very like in that school of like rock, Christian rock.
Oh, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you have a drummer and everything?
Yeah, I used to play drums sometimes.
In the church?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sometimes I'd sing. I was in choir.
Tight, dude. That means you're like extra holy.
I did church choir.
I am super holy, yeah. I'm pretty freaking holy, dude.
You believe go on, Willie.
Oh, I sang in the church choir, but I also, we didn't have rock at our church, and I smashed a bunch of my cassettes for the church because they wanted me to give up metal music.
Like in front of everyone, like, look at Willie, he's gonna do this awesome thing.
Up Metallica. I brought in all these fake smash tapes. They weren't Metallica. I didn't smash them.
They'll never read
I lied
these.
To my church.
Were this U2? I don't know why I just stuck it to U2. I don't even care.
Nah, fuck U2. Bigfoot, what do you think?
Bigfoot? Nah. Oh.
Okay. What'd you call him? Stage Squatch?
Yeah, this is Stage Squatch. I named him Stage Squatch.
Psychics?
No.
And are you superstitious?
I would say no. I would say, I think this is the same answer I gave last time, which is I believe that like you can, certain things about being superstitious can like lead to a result in your favor because of the like nature of ritual and habit. And I think that's like the exact answer I gave last time, and that's what I believe. So I don't believe like superstition actually has power. I believe that the power is like the belief and the placebo and the... Does that make sense?
Yeah, the power of positive thinking.
But you like sports.
Many self-help books.
Yeah, like I would probably be superstitious. I think, yeah, like I would be superstitious in sports, but do I believe that that has like power? Not really. I think it just like puts your mind to rest and then maybe helps you be better because you're like at ease.
I don't know. Sounds like a power to me.
It's kind of like making your bed every morning. It's like the first thing that you control that you can like accomplish. So like your brain is like, yeah, good job.
See, I have this thing in my head where making my bed is this brainwash thing to make you feel accomplished to fall in line.
Stick it to the bed makers, man. Stand strong against those made beds, dude.
Fuck your made bed. Sorry, go ahead, Wade.
You're a three.
Three? That's Aaron, right?
Oh, you're me.
So you guys have to agree on everything.
All right, we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, portals. A popular theme in science fiction. Opening doorways to other realms, different times, other dimensions. Could these hyperdimensional gateways be real? We'll start off with CERN. Is the Hadron Collider opening a portal? Let's see where we end up tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I like that because it's a portal.
We're going to go through the portal.
Yeah, portal of knowledge.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know how much knowledge I can get. I read Abaddon Ascending, the ancient conspiracy at the center of CERN's most secretive mission.
Nice.
By Thomas Horn and Josh Peck. The
Josh Peck is Drake and Josh, right?
Yeah.
I think this is a different Josh Peck. This is definitely a different. This is.
I hope he wrote this.
A different Josh Peck. And then the stream. I just want to say the Tuesday afternoon stream helped me pick this book. So, thanks, you guys. Golly.
Shout out Tuesday.
Shout out Tuesday. Anyway.
I will laugh at Savon's comment. I only care about mouths.
Yeah, it's true. He's a mouth guy.
I just want to say this real quick.
No, we're not
talking about this, but in 2012, NASA announced that physicist Jack Scudder of the University of Iowa had found hard evidence of portals in space being created in between Earth's magnetic field and the sun's magnetic field, like interacting with each other. So they sent these probes out there to study these portals.
Oh, you know what?
Real portals in space.
Gotta keep going.
And their research showed that they were very sporadic, but they found markers that they went to go look at with their probes. And they would just close and open dozens of times every day, and they're like really small. But just saying, like, this is a reality that if it can happen in space, it can happen on Earth. And like the science is now leaning, it has been for a while, that cosmic shortcuts are like probable in their theories. So as we look at this stuff on Earth, like, This is real science right now.
Is this real life?
This is real life. Science fiction.
Nick, what do you think about portals?
Nick,
what do you know about CERN?
Sorry.
Wade was gone for like 3 weeks, so we kind of like learned how to do the show without him. So it's hard to
you can never
to
match
hand
my
it back over.
Wit.
I know.
We got two new producers from our Patreon. So we'd like to thank The Best Show and Dak Thompson for becoming friends of Charles Quance. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, I forgot to do that during the business portion.
Yeah. No, you got to do that.
Got to do it.
You got to do that.
So, Nick, what do you think? Portals?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I believe in portals. I think some freaky shit's going on with these damn portals, man.
Right?
Yeah, like, maybe, at least. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a real thing. Like, the Hadron Collider and the thing and the...
The Large Hadron Collider.
I don't know, man. I think the world ended in 2012, and I think it's because of CERN.
Yeah. I mean...
I was going to drop that...
It's weird because...
Do you really think that?
Here's the thing. This is what I call a dessert belief, where it's like, if I'm having cake, that's like my cake idea.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
If I'm going to have one, that's mine.
Yeah, that's nice.
So what are we, then?
Dude, it's something like a new dimension or something.
But do you think that your reality is just in your mind, or that we're all crashing, interacting realities?
I'm not sure. I'm leaning towards we're all one consciousness.
Oh, excuse me.
Divided.
Oh my God.
I take that back. I do not claim that consciousness.
That is crazy.
No. I think like we're all one hive mind that like is divided into different biology or something like that. Something like that.
Like we're all particles vibrating at different frequencies, just...
Yeah, you know? So like...
That kind of stuff?
Pretty much, I think.
Like, yeah. I think the universe is intelligent, and we're all the universe, and the universe is trying to learn from itself.
For sure. And also, like, I think the universe also wants to know what it's like to fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Because the universe didn't know until us.
Yeah.
And now it's like, damn, that's what that shit's about.
You guys doing it. Let's mix these galaxies into the mix.
You don't think the universe got turned on by dinosaurs?
They got tired of dinosaurs.
I don't know how.
Yeah,
because dinosaurs probably weren't enjoying sex enough for them.
Like, if you watch rhinos have sex, it's like... You watch it once, you never see it again. It's kind of lame. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
What about like, dolphins, though?
They love it.
Dude, humans for sure have the weirdest sex stuff going on. So we are like the pinnacle of sex in the universe.
We don't know what octopus do when we're not looking.
I mean, that is true. We don't technically know what's going on in the deep.
But I guess they lay eggs,
blue.
Right? That's different. Never mind. I take it back. They lay eggs.
There's a fetish for everything.
There's one for everyone.
Yeah, and it makes sense if you think about it, because what is the number one thing that everybody wants in the world except for asexual people?
Money?
Well, money is goes to sex.
Puppies?
It's all about sex. You get a puppy so you can have sex. You have money so you can have sex. The universe just wants to fuck. Is that that's my philosophy.
So what do you call that philosophy? Like a fuckiverse?
Yeah.
The fuckiverse philosophy.
The fuckiverse.
But what about the anomalies like redheads?
They just want to be
I'm
fucked.
Kidding, I don't know.
just want to be fucked.
Does anybody share my beliefs in the chat?
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on a podcast form later, the chat that we're talking about is the Shrap Home Video Discord.
Yeah, thank you, Apocalypse.
Why are you guys talking
big
about
bang.
My hair?
I'm sorry, the Big Bang. That's hilarious.
They're all talking about my hair.
I was sitting right there for all of us.
Oh, my God.
I just brushed it. That's all I did. I brushed it.
No, the Big Bang. I fucking missed it.
I know.
God damn it.
I know.
Yeah.
So mad.
Do you guys want to hear about the anti-Christian message that CERN brings to the world?
Yeah.
Well, let's start there.
Yeah. In the book Abaddon Ascending, I learned many things. The biggest thing I learned is that they are Satan worshipers. That they hide 666 in the CERN logo. That they are trying to... They've admitted...
It really is there. And it looks like this, you know.
Yeah, with like an eye in it, just like the Illuminati eye. And they've admitted to wanting to open portals. But let me take you back. Let me just take you all the way back to biblical times, okay? When another race of creatures was on the earth called the Nephilim. Now, in the... King James version of the Bible leaves out a couple of books that are in the Jewish text. And that's the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasper.
Yeah, Enoch has
There's
all those
Book
secrets.
Of Jasper?
Yeah.
That's
and
wild.
The Jubilees. And
I can
that,
see why they left it out. It doesn't sound like a real book.
It doesn't sound cool. It doesn't sound cool at all. And so the whole thing in this, like, they kind of focus on the Tower of Babel and the strange happenings building the Tower of Babel. In it, it almost suggests that the Nephilim, which was Nimrod... he became like a man king to the sons of Noah.
Quick sidebar. The story of the Tower of Babel is all humans spoke the same language.
Yeah,
and
I'm
they
getting
tried.
There.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. So this is like a man king from the sons of Noah that descended after the flood. And because it's after the flood, it's just one people. So they all speak the same language. They all believe the same things.
Sorry.
And so the Nephilim Nimrod was passed down through a couple of important people, the clothes of Adam and Eve that God gave them after they left the Garden of Eden. So he put on these clothes and became the like stronger and faster than everyone, and he became a god on earth. They started worshiping him, he became their king, and he's like, I found the ancient plans to build a tower that will ascend us to heaven to be with God and be like God. But what this guy thinks that means is that the tower was more of a portal, and that the portal was to bring the watchers back into our earth, which gave early man like the power to move stone, like all the stuff that we talk about, like how can you cut this so precisely, how can you do all this crazy stuff, and that's what he's trying to do. And then God came down and intervened and cast him into the abyss. It was like a fiery abyss, like a bottomless pit, and closed it up. And now CERN is trying to open up that pit. Gotta bring that guy out.
So wait, I'm so confused right now, because there's creationists now talking about the Nephilim.
Yeah. Well, this guy. Yeah, this is a creationist. He considers himself a biblical scholar.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what this book was about. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't know if I believe a lot of it, but I am no biblical authority.
Let me ask you guys this question. Let's say, because like CERN, they're just, you know, they're pushing the science that you know, we recently found the Higgs boson. They just recently found these new particles. They're trying to prove the makeup of the universe based on theories and crashing particles together. Do you guys think that if they were, if they actually like knew that they were trying to open a portal, that they would let everyone know? Or do you think that they would keep that under wraps because they don't want ever? And this is a leading question, but like everyone would then have to debate about what they were doing. Do you think that it would be in their best interest to let people know that they were opening a portal or keep it a secret?
Me?
Yeah, both of you guys. Yeah, yeah. Well, everyone, yeah.
I mean, they'd keep it a secret, right? Because who wants to deal with all that bullshit? They have protesters. Do they have protesters
Oh,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you can hit them with your car now, I heard.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
You always could. There were just consequences.
Not anymore. Yeah, no, I think you would keep it secret. You're like a Spider-Man villain. You don't tell everyone what you're doing.
What do you think?
I mean, maybe it's possible, though, that the only way to get the proper resources and access to whatever they needed, you had to, like, clear it. You know? Maybe that's my only thought, is that they wouldn't be able to do it in secret because they needed government facilities or access or funds or I don't know, something like that. I think.
Right? I mean, the thing. Well,
No, I mean, honestly, what I was thinking right then was like, I wish he was saying this like Owen Wilson. We were talking about your Owen Wilson impression earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
CERN is such a cool thing. I haven't done Owen in a while.
Yeah.
They're opening the portals everywhere.
That's really good. But I think that they. Yeah, I don't think they should tell people. Like, I'm one for not causing mass hysteria. Like, let people think what they think and, you know.
But they're 100% not opening a portal.
But then why do they have the statue of Shiva, the destroyer, in their courtyard?
I don't know. Educate
me. Guarding a portal.
What's wrong with Shiva?
The destroyer of worlds?
I mean, I was Team Thanos, so...
Guardian of portal, of the portal to hell.
So they just want the hell to be open?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also just the... Isn't there just the side of, like,
wouldn't
they're not trying to
out?
Open?
That's the whole point. All the demons fly out.
So, some people do think that opening portals does allow entities to come through and like, opening a portal... Whether on purpose or not, can you don't have the ability to close it.
But, like, there's no hell.
I don't think there's hell either. But I wonder if somebody was trying to describe something and they, because hell's not really in the Bible either.
What if it's just a dimension of heat? It's but just like a hot dimension.
Right, I mean...
Yeah, what if it's just a different lava world, like where Anakin got chopped down?
Master! Help me!
Oh, we're doing Metallica?
I was thinking that it just opened a portal to like a dimension where you chose to go to business school instead.
You like go through and you're just like...
Wait, what?
I'm here, it's like Sliders.
I want to be a pilot in this next one.
I was working on a movie and that was hell. It was an office.
Hell was an office.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, that's like a Severance, kind of.
I still haven't seen that. Everyone keeps telling me to watch that.
It's good.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So, should I talk
Skip
about
Ted Lasso?
Okay, I've already done that. Check.
Did you know that CERN was the birthplace of the World Wide Web?
I did.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's because I read that book.
They invented it?
Yeah. You want to hear a crazy conspiracy about the World Wide Web?
Yes.
Okay, so in the Bible, one of the prophecies was that when the Antichrist comes, he'll make it so that everyone can trade, but only under his name, which is like a weird thing. I didn't know that was
won't be able
the Bible.
To buy or sell without the Mark of the Beast.
Without the Mark of the Beast. So, www. If you look at the number 6 in the Hebrew language, it's supposed to be said like a W sound. So the theorists say that www is 666, the mark of the beast.
And
all
also,
information traded under his name.
Parallel is that barcodes, the way that they are lined up, are like three rows of two, three rows of two. So it's act, the bar, a barcode is actually 666 also.
The mark of the beast.
I actually might be religious now. I think you might have just converted me to Christianity. I think I'm reverted to Christianity because I do believe the internet is definitely satanic. So I don't even believe in Satan, but now that you say it, now that sounds, that lines up for me. So yeah. Praise God.
Praise be to him.
Which God?
Praise be his name.
What does he, does he have a nice beard and wear a cross necklace?
Sign was
so like the whole idea of
if
like
he has a beard, how do you see the necklace?
It's really long.
Oh, he's like a cool dude?
Yeah, it's like really, it's like almost by his belly button, and so that when his robe is open, you look at his belly button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Does he have one, though?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
he was still
born. Right.
In a manger, remember?
Yeah, that's
remember
what
that story?
Say.
I'm always weirded out by, like, you don't, when they used it in Star Wars, it really bothered me. There was no father, by the way. Okay, move on.
What's wrong with that?
There's no father but in Star Wars?
Anakin.
Yeah.
He didn't have a father?
Immaculate
conception. No, and Shmi just like brushed over it. No, there was no father. I just got pregnant for no reason.
Impregnated by the Force. It
It forced itself.
Uh-oh.
But I always, you know, it would take a lot of faith for Joseph to hear Mary's story and just be like, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, what does that mean? She didn't fuck Joseph?
No.
Ever?
I mean, yeah, she did. He had brothers. Jesus had brothers.
Oh. He did?
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading the Bible when I was pretty young, and I wanted to figure out if I really believed in it. And I remember the first thing, because that's like the first thing you read if you're reading the New Testament or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, for sure Joseph just knocked her up, and then they're like, it was God, right? Like, that seems the most obvious thing, right?
Yeah,
it could. Yeah, I know. I laugh.
Wait,
at all.
Why are you bringing it up though?
Yeah. Well,
oh, I'm not.
Maybe it was an abduction. Maybe she was
Jesus is the first
ancient alien.
That's a theory, isn't it?
Maybe Jesus was an Nephilim.
It's for those that think that Jesus was a sort of alien, is a reincarnation of a master.
Mm. What?
Like a Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So he brings the knowledge through from previous existences.
Ugh, I don't like this.
Right.
I don't care.
Let's go into so like these cosmic shortcuts. This idea came from Einstein's early theories, and as they started learning about black holes, then they came up with white holes. There are ideas now that a black hole is connected to a sun. Like, when you go through a black hole, what looks like it on the outside is a sun. Because the black hole sucks you in, and the sun emits so much radiation and power and everything that that's just what it looks like on the other side of a black hole. And so some people think that suns are portals, and that the whole universe is connected. And sure, we don't know how to use it. We don't know how to drive through them. But as we are studying these portals that open and close on a minuscule microscopic level, that's what we're trying to learn about. And so when they talk about CERN, you know, smashing these small particles together and whatnot, like, I know that there's a lot of people just guessing out there, like, oh, they could make a black hole. We could die. There are scientists that are on this level of, yeah, they could be opening portals. It's not just conspiracy theorists out there like coming up with shit.
But how would you open a portal? Like, what does that mean? Every black hole leads to a sun under this theory? Is
yeah.
that why it's called black hole sun?
Well, she wear your yeah.
It is?
I don't know.
No.
I actually saw a headline the other day that said, what is Black Hole Sun about? And I didn't read it.
You really should have read it.
I know.
I think that at this point.
And I was like, fuck that song. I don't care.
Yeah, geez. I mean, I'm of the mind that the... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, my question was, if you're just opening random portals, where are they going to go?
And so here's the thing. Portals and that energy and minuscule, gigantic power. They say that there's a black hole that's bigger than our solar system out there. Like, you could compare it to stretching a rubber band. You don't know where that energy is going to lead you or send you or anything. And so the one idea is that stargates of the past was them harnessing, focusing this information and being able to travel. So that, I mean, this is all lost in
Can I just say to talk about this book again. The first chapter was him literally explaining what happened in the movie Stargate.
Like,
like scene for scene. Like with characters' names and everything. So if you hadn't seen Stargate and you started reading this book, you'd be like, God damn, I know everything that happens in Stargate. And then later he talks about the movie Dune, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So a lot of this book is really just talking about movies.
Is he in the new Dune? No.
Doom. Doom.
Oh, gosh, I was like, Doom. I saw that.
Sorry, I'm a Californian, so I don't talk well. I don't speak well. But I was going to say, I'm of the mind that the sun, that stars and suns are made of plasma, right? And our core, the Earth, is plasma. So if you can figure out a way to travel through plasma to specific locations, it would explain why there's so many UFOs around active volcanoes.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're just like...
And also...
And around the sun.
Sidebar to my stupid shit that I believe, the energies of the planet could create situations in the same way that have these portals opening and closing. So, like, though I loosely believe in Hollow Earth, it could just be a portal that Admiral Byrd went into in a North Pole from the magnetic pole power at the North Pole and South Pole. That it's not an inner Earth, it is a portal to another place.
Do you think there's portals around the Earth?
I mean, When I
like was it Sonora, Sonoma,
Sedona, Arizona, the
Sedona,
the
and like Mount Shasta, right? Is that a portal or a vortex? Is there a difference between a portal and a vortex?
Yeah. No, the vortexes in Sedona are just like energy vortexes, and they don't exist either.
But there's stories. Skinwalker Ranch has a portal, right?
See, the weird thing is, if these vortexes and places on Earth are actually portals, they're not just going to open with you hanging out there. It's kind of like you have to know something else about it to be able to open it. To anybody that thinks that portal energy exists around pyramids, they only work when water is flowing underneath them.
Yeah.
It's just so made up. It's so made up. Everything about this.
I think that's true.
I do too. I mean, I just don't know enough to like be like, well, no, because... Like on TikTok, I see people talk about conspiracy theories all the time, and they're like, "Hi, I'm a quantum physicist, and no, this is not how it works." And then they explain it. I can't do that, so I'm just like, "Water into the pyramid, sure."
It's just you're just like stacking so many beliefs. It's like one, you have to believe in portals, and then two, you have to believe that the river changed courses, and that these.
Whoa!
Jesus, let me drop a couple stories about a couple places. Thing. Now these are just stories, and they exist out there, but they go along with these areas. One of them, Stonehenge. There's a story in 1971. They used to allow you to camp wherever you want. These hippies were camping in the middle. At 2 a.m., there was a thunderstorm that happened. There were two witnesses: a cop and a farmers out there, and. Supposedly, when the lightning hit, one of the stones lit up so bright that they had to avert their eyes. And then they were worried about the people camping there, so they went over there, and no one was there. There was a smoldering fire. There were smoldering tent pegs, but no one was there. So some people think that maybe Stonehenge is a portal that somehow sent these campers somewhere else. Have you heard that story before?
Like Kid in King Arthur's Court?
On a side note, am I the only one who thinks Stonehenge isn't that cool? I'm just like, I look at it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that looks a little bit difficult for the time, but also not that difficult.
Yeah, but did you know that they go real deep?
So deep.
How deep?
They put so their deep, ass
put
to
your
sleep.
Ass to sleep. Ice cube. Yeah. The thing is, like, Stonehenge, the alignments wouldn't work if you went north or south of that location. There's just, I mean, there's a lot of.
Oh yeah, they're like tied to the cosmos somehow.
Yeah. So a lot of these megalithic sites
aren't they lined up with
some?
Aren't they lined up with some kind of
like the Pleiades and Orion? What are you talking about? The pyramids?
Maybe. No, I was talking about Stonehenge. Oh. The not as cool pyramids. I'm just saying. I'm like, I mean, you get a couple burly boys out there, and you can do that.
I've seen people be able to move
get
those stones around.
Burly boys and then one hot chick.
But these burly boys aren't going to line this up to the solstices.
Yeah, that's why you have one smart boy. Or girl.
What are we doing again?
Oh, yeah, girl. That's what the hot girl's
over there.
She's also the brains in the operation.
Go tell them to put the stones in a circle.
Yes, my lady.
Which goes back again to my theory of the universe is trying to fuck.
It's the fuckiverse. It's the patented fuckiverse theory by Nick Hurley.
Yeah.
Pick up his Amazon published book.
We were not trying to build pyramids. We were trying to fuck the lady that was telling us where to put the stones.
They're like, no, just tool.
A couple more. Just no. A couple more.
Why
no
is it
tool.
Shaped like a penis? I said a circle.
People were like, no tool of that time could possibly put those rocks on top of those other rocks. And it's like, I don't know. Have you met two horny, strong guys?
I think we just solved it. We just solved the mystery of Stonehenge.
And they used to be way more hornier than now. We're kinky now, but they were way. They could achieve.
Wars were fought, you know?
So you got? I got a few more stories.
Sorry, derailed. No, I derailed with my Stonehenge.
No, I love
it. My Stonehenge.
Do you think those hippies are like fighting demons or something? Like, where do you think they went?
Where are we?
Bro, did the weed survive?
Bro, when are we?
Not where. When? And it's like soldiers coming up the thing.
Wait, don't fight us. Take a hit of this doob.
Why didn't Bill and Ted smoke weed?
Right?
They probably did.
I think it was hinted at.
They should have just been token up the whole
time.
I
don't know why they didn't. They would have had the same rating.
Were they just the dumbest people in the world?
I know.
If they didn't smoke weed, like, they're just two idiots.
That's why I didn't, like, I liked Bill and Ted, and I think it's amazing. But so many, quoting it in high school just bothered me, you know, where it was just like, put them in the Iron Maiden, awesome, execute them, bogus. Like, fuck, man, what?
I feel like for me it was Anchorman. It's like, God, stop quoting Anchorman, everybody, 100% of the time. But, yeah, Bill and Ted, that's a weird one.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Smoking.
Here's a story from Sedona, Arizona. These vortexes. Wade and I have been there.
Yeah, there's no vortexes.
I false meditated in one and didn't get us anywhere for a pilot we did.
We were reality stars for a pilot.
That's right.
Cool.
We interviewed the Galactic Council, which was 9 aliens.
No, we interviewed a woman who was acting like she was talking to a Galactic Council.
That's pretty cool. Was she?
She went, please hold. Connecting to the Galactic Council. Hold.
Oh, damn.
I asked her a question
about
Edgar Cayce, and I got a compelling answer. Wade asked the Galactic Council who would win the Super Bowl this year, and their answer was, whoever wants it more. It was great.
And my fraud buzzer, if it wasn't already going, it was just highlighted.
Like, do you know the name of any team?
Yeah, right.
Because I bet you Starseeds don't know the name of any football team. Anyways,
The team that you call.
Is there one with a bird? I'm seeing a bird.
She just cold reads us.
Yeah. Just looks to see what you're wearing.
She wasn't even that smart. Couldn't even cold read us.
This was, so this story from the Sedona, Arizona. You know, they some people in that area think that the doorways work to transport souls of the dead to other realms. There was these treasure hunter. That's what the natives believe there. There's a story of these treasure hunters where they stepped in. There was this guy who stepped into the vortex, and his friends looked away for a second, and then he disappeared, and they couldn't find him. And it wasn't like cavernous or anything. Someone just disappeared in the middle of this vortex. That's a story that happened.
It's a cool prank.
And I'm like, there's nothing attached to it. There's no proof of anything for both stories. In the Stonehenge one, I don't think the cop would have reported it because it's like...
He's a cop. What's he going to do? Paperwork?
Reporting paranormal stuff. No, I saw there were hippies there. They disappeared.
So how are you reading if these weren't reported?
These are just stories that have existed that like... get passed on. So they're definitely like, there's nothing to
my them. Father before me to his father before him. Pass those stories right down.
One day we're going to find that portal and we're going to kick its ass.
What's the biggest story
that
exists without proof?
What are
some stories that exist without proof?
Like the besides like family monster? Stuff.
Wait, literally nothing?
A story that exists without proof?
I know, right?
Santa?
There's nothing.
Every story.
No story, yeah.
Exists without proof.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
He was asking, like, is there something that we all accept as truth with no proof? But I don't think there is.
Just all the religions, right?
Exactly.
Which are rule the world, right?
Rule
well,
the world.
I mean,
I'm just getting depressed.
If Abaddon has its way.
What is Abaddon, by the way?
So Abaddon is a ancient... God creature. Well, it's supposedly the Nephilim. I don't know.
It's
that
confusing.
Guy. Yeah.
Under a new name.
He's gonna come out. He's gonna kill us all. He's supposedly gonna be Apollo.
I can't be afraid of a guy named Nimrod.
Here comes that Nimrod guy.
Yeah.
That guy fucks everything up. He's the klutziest dude I know.
Yeah. He's too tall. He can't have the gravity. We learned last time.
His coordination hasn't grown into his body yet.
Fucking Nimrod.
He's always wearing the same clothes, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it
stinks.
He's going to come out, and then everyone will, you know, there'll be rain fire and all that stuff.
That
a bunch
I
of
look
people.
Forward to.
And then everyone that's left will take over. They'll just kill all the people in the... that are not written in the book of life.
So right. What, they're just going to go back to hell after they do this?
No, then they get to stay here until God comes down and intervenes. Like, what is it? They say something like the fifth angel will descend from heaven and be given a key by God to open up the portal.
Is there any of this portal stuff that's not religious? Or is it all
yeah, I think
just
so.
Christians?
Like black hole stuff. Like the stuff that's
the UFO,
like, because this is where that's stuff. Where I actually tend to believe it more so is just that it's
just there.
Well, it's like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I could have swore that part of CERN, where they're trying to like create black holes, but the concern with black holes is that like it literally opens portals to like other dimensions. So you're basically like opening up
two way
the fabric of the universe to
to who knows.
To whatever, exactly.
That's a lot of Deep Space Nine.
Do you guys think that black holes are portals?
I think that that our understanding...
No, I'm asking you, man.
Our understanding of black holes...
Don't skirt around it.
Oh, no, I'm getting there. I'm saying that, like... You know, because, like, growing up, it was always like, man, if you stepped into one, your head would be a million miles away from your feet. And I'm like... It's the same way that when people say that, what are the things that happen? Sorry, I'm drinking too much. What's the something that happens because paradox? Paradoxes aren't real either. I think that's the limit of our understanding. And so, like, no matter how much science that we have as humans, we're not going to understand black holes. I do think that they're portals. And I, like, we're just not going to, like, science it right before we get there.
I say we send someone in.
I don't know.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Do we know where?
Can you do? Can you do Matthew McConaughey and send him Portal?
That's a big black hole. If I do say so myself.
our number's up. If anyone wants
to call
in.
That black hole reminds me of a girl I dated in high school.
If anyone wants to call in about portals or CERN or
her vagina was a giant.
Or do their Matthew McConaughey impression.
Time is a flat circle, but her ass was out of this world.
Oh my God.
The closest one to us is the center of our galaxy. So I know that these ideas change.
So we know
a lot,
where it's at.
But one idea is the center
Let's
of
get there.
Every
Let's
galaxy
do it.
Is a black
Let's
hole.
Let's send someone through there.
Yeah, it's like, what, like an hour? Like an hour drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we know that the sun, because some people, there's an idea that.
Wait, hang on. Do you think black holes are a portal?
Yeah. I just don't know I don't know what to. I just read an article about it recently, so I'm kind of.
Ooh, where?
Maybe the New
TikTok,
Yorker?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I don't know where it was, but it was just one of those like. It was one of those headlines. It was like, scientists believe black holes could be a portable, but to where? That's as far as I got.
You're like, yeah. Because then it cuts off and you don't want to go to part two. Go to part two for the explanation. Like,
exactly. Yeah, I don't have time for that.
I get it.
50 top places a black hole could lead to.
And there's one picture of a nice looking boob to get you into the article, but like the 49 pictures before do not have the boob on it.
It's like a boob in a athletic
What
supporter.
Kind of TikTok algorithm do you guys have?
No, not TikTok. Those articles that like you have to click every page.
So many boobs.
Guess where the cast of Freaks and Geeks are now? I see them all. They're all famous.
Yeah. And the headline picture is like, yeah, hell. What? Who went to hell?
Hell. one of them went to hell.
Freak went to hell.
I think Skinwalker Ranch is a portal, right? I feel like everything I read about Skinwalker Ranch is like I was standing up on this ridge and I realized that there was like a weird kind of lighting change, and then I suddenly saw something descend out of the sky, and it almost looked like the sky closed up around them.
Do you guys think that the UFOs come through portals?
Yeah.
I think the hot spots exist around portals and like the Marfa lights.
Yeah.
And
In this book, they said that the Watchers, when they're described, are like, they're like the djinn. They're the same thing as the djinn, which are smokeless fires. That's what they are. So I would almost think that those are like orbs.
Yeah.
And that maybe... When they did open up CERN, you said that they saw more UFOs when they opened up CERN. When they turned CERN on in 2015, there was like an uptick in UFO sightings, right?
Yeah.
And that maybe they didn't let something through. And some of the Watchers came through or something, and they're just making sure that everything gets shut down before we build our own Tower of Babel.
And you know, like Bermuda Triangle. I'll go through some of the big portals that we have around here. Like maybe that toroid energy of the planet in that area. The reason why there's so many disappearances is because there's a natural hot energy spot there that a portal is there.
It's real and hot.
Because there's a lot of planes that disappear too, and they don't find the wreckage. There's a lot of famous stories of
lots of wreckage.
Ocean currents, they found them all. They're by Florida.
Have you heard of the staircases in the middle of the forest? If you haven't, you would love this.
Is it like an art installation?
No. So apparently there's this thing about like in forestry, like these myths or whatever, about there's like these random staircases in forests, and apparently all the rangers know about, not all of them, but like the rangers in these areas know about them, and they're like, don't go on the stairs. Don't go on the stairs. And then there's stories about people who have gone on the stairs and people think it's a portal.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Willie, you need
to look this up because you would love
it, but
this whole thing. If you dive into the stairs in the forest, you'd love it.
We'll look into it. We'll do a topic.
We should do that in liminal spaces. We'll do both those together. Right?
Yeah.
Anybody in the chat heard of the stairs in the forest?
Oh, someone in the chat said, Legit question on the mechanics of this, though. If black holes are portals, when our Milky Way black hole eventually merged with the Andromeda Galaxy black hole, are those two portals going to lead to a new exit than when they led to before the merge, or is it just a bigger door to the same place?
All right, so I can answer this one. It's like Minecraft, Wade. when you build a portal to the Nether, and then if you build another portal to the Nether too close, it changes where your original one goes, and you get super lost. So, yeah, it's just going to... They'll combine and then we'll get lost.
I feel like that math for that game is based off of real math, so I believe that.
Yeah, no, it's all real, for sure. Like, you can cut down a tree with your hands if you try hard enough.
I watch Alone. I see it all the time. I watch that show Alone.
A picture of a story.
Picture of the stairs.
Oh, man, I don't know what words I just said.
We're coming down to the wire, so you got any closing arguments here, Council?
They're going to open... They turned on CERN. God stopped Abaddon from leaving. Praise be his name.
Oh, no.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Willie?
There are a few places on Earth that could... I mean, my thing is, if black holes are portals and suns or whatnot, like, I think that... And they're studying these microscopic portals outside in space. I think there are portals here on Earth. I think there are stargates here that don't work anymore. And from previous civilizations that I always talk about this, we're connected to the universe and we're just not anymore. And maybe we can reconnect ourselves. Maybe everybody left because they... I don't know why. And to speculate, it's funny, but... I think it's going to be hard to reopen them unless it's profitable. That's my depression now. If we do find a way to control stargates or portals, it's depressingly going to be so controlled by the wrong people.
As it usually is. I think that CERN was started in 2012, correct?
No, CERN started in 1956.
Yeah, it started in the 54. 50s or something. Remember, they started the internet.
No, but the hydrogen collider
that
was in
large
2012.
Hydrogen collider.
The Hadron collider.
Sorry,
I'm not Hadron. Sure.
All right, we're just gonna go with that because that's what I remember. Basically, the world ended as we know it. The world we were born into ended 2012 after we did the Hadron collider thing, which was in 2012, which matches up with the Mayan calendar. That's my final offer.
Why don't you shoot some of your socials out at the audience?
Some plugs.
Any plugs?
Hey, folks, you could follow me on Instagram at Nick the Person, TikTok Nick the Person, two E's in that one, and Facebook. Twitter, Nick the Person as well.
Just a bad plan of yours to do two E's.
That was the only thing I was there. I've contacted Nick the Person, who's like a 12-year-old kid, and I'm like, I will buy this from you, and then he blocked it. Me.
You just go by Nick Hurley or something?
One, no, because there's actually a lot of Nick Hurleys. And two, boring.
They all got elected to their student council. Got real famous. How did you not lock that down? Weren't you a
There's
kid?
A guy in England who's like a graphic designer or something, who's like the bigger Nick Hurley.
How about Nick with the shtick? I don't know.
Nick with the
that's bad. That's bad.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for watching. Remember, go to our patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Two bonus episodes a week. And Nick, thanks for being here, man. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That is loud. Wow. That is loud as shit. Drop home video after this.
Hey.
Oh, sound
Nick,
crap.
Are you going to stick around and do the bonus episode?
You bet your bottom dollar.
We're going to be talking more to Nick. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And remember, everything that was talked... Nope. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See you next time.
We're going to do Whippets on the bonus.
Oh, yeah. We're doing Whippets.
Found crap after.
Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life. More sci-fi.
More.
The K candles are lit, and so are we. The topics are off, and so are our shirts.
Yeah.
We're talking topless to our good friend, Nick Hurley.
Hey, guys, I didn't know everyone was going to be naked here. That's
what do you think, bro?
Now, we're all cool, so it's cool.
Yeah, no, you guys all look great, so...
I look flabby.
No, I just feel I feel overdressed is my only thing.
Did people ever call you girly?
Nick Girly?
Not really. It never really stuck, although I called myself the girly man in sixth grade. Long story.
Just from the SNL?
No, like I was in a cabin at Outdoor Ed, and then I just was like, "Where the girl?" One of the teachers was like, "Hey, listen up, men! If you're gonna be a real man, blah blah blah." And I was like, "We're girly men," and then that just stuck, and then we're just the girly men.
Outdoor Ed,
yeah,
is this a California thing?
Outdoor education.
What's Outdoor Ed?
You never heard? You guys didn't have Outdoor Ed?
No,
I had like Outdoor. It was like a week long.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where you learn about what?
The outdoors, dude.
Like trees and shit?
Yeah, you got to do like they have like a paper making thing. You can go fishing. You can like pick apart owl poop, right?
Yeah, we didn't pick apart owl poop, but you
know. You have to sign up for it. It's a class.
Yeah, I don't know. We generally just didn't do anything with
poop. We didn't have outdoor ed in Colorado.
Outdoor science school. We call it outdoor science school. That's yeah. What it was.
No, it's cool, but yeah, we were the girly men.
I think
so. I was ahead of the times.
Probably because Californians don't get outside.
No, I think it's because California is a jewel of, you know, geography.
And public education.
And public education.
So is Colorado.
No one goes, Colorado, their education is outstanding. No.
Do they say that about California?
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm so horny for California education.
Yeah, I'm going to take my kid to that California public school and they can learn about all the things, baby. Mm. Yeah.
This sounds like private school.
No, I went to like all the public schools I went to were award-winning, amazing schools. I loved the schools that I went to.
If your school's winning awards, why is there problems in America?
Because not all schools win awards.
Yeah. For every school that wins an award, there's a school that's... You know,
from Colorado, is that what you were gonna say, you motherfucker?
Yeah, Colorado's the best.
I'm bringing endorsement.
Hey, that was just a little sample of what we do in our bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We've got three different tiers that you can support us with. Thank you very much for all your support.